Wrestling Hall of Fame, and we're waiting for her to come on the phone here. I guess it's a pretty busy day. Our buddy Joe Villa from the WWE hooking it up. Cool.
Hang on 1 second. Let me bring Trisha. Trish Stratus.
Yes.
Kid Chris, you guys are on the line with WWE 2013 Hall of Fame inductee, Trish Stratus.
Oh, my God. Hello, ma'am.
Hello, how are you?
I feel weird because we just I just powered down an egg sandwich from Subway.
He's all bloated right now.
You're very involved with the working out and stuff.
He's very fit.
I feel guilty.
So you didn't have an egg white one.
I did.
It was egg white.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
but,
you know what? I approve then. That's better than an egg one. Good.
But
okay.
It was riddled with sausage and like
butter.
Ham and butter and cheese.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Make me that hungry this morning, you know?
What is your cheat day?
Oh, my cheat day would be fish and chips, probably.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Not like pizza or something?
Oh, my God, fish and chips. Have you ever had, like, a real good fish and chips?
She's got a good point.
If you think about it, you look at the audience. Everybody says, like, oh, you got to be responsible on TV and stuff. They follow through with what you do. But I've been to a wrestling show. The crowd does not do
they
that.
They don't work out at all.
You know, they could be just starting. Maybe you're just seeing them at the beginning stages.
Maybe it's their cheat month.
Possibly. That is another possibility, for sure. Hey, all have cheat months once in a while.
I bet, like, do you, like, I'm sure, like, sometimes, like, for a cheat day or whatever, you'll go through, like, a fast food restaurant's drive-thru and eat that food. That must just really upset your stomach and just make you ill, right?
Actually, it doesn't. I want to say that. People say, oh, you must, like, you know, oh, McDonald's. I love McDonald's. McDonald's is my dream go-to.
Dude.
It is my thing. And, you know, I eat it every time, and my body tells me, can you continue with this? Because it's really good.
That's what your body's telling you, Chris.
I know, and it's funny.
And
I follow through because my body and I, we have a good relationship.
Yeah, I know. Your body says more.
You're in tune with your body. That's important, you know.
See, I think, Trish, I think you and I should have a reception at McDonald's.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, I'll run it by my wife first.
Okay,
too.
Good. And then we'll decide, and we'll, you know, maybe we'll just meet afterwards for not a reception, but just McDonald's.
If you want to dabble in the swinging, I'm cool with that, too.
Again, I'll have to run that by my hubby. You run it by your wife? We'll see.
Now, it's got to be weird going into, I mean, it's awesome that you're going into the Hall of Fame or whatever, but it's got to be weird that, you know, that you had that little situation with the Mr. McMahon, you know, him cheating on his wife with you and whatnot. Now you're going into the Hall of Fame. It's got to be weird backstage, right?
I don't know. There's this thing called storylines that don't make it that weird.
Don't tell Chris that.
What? No, don't tell him.
What do you mean?
This thing called make-believe acting. But, you know, hey, I don't want to kill or burst any bubbles right now at all.
So wait a minute.
Shattering world.
So wait a minute. So that
theory's not real.
But wait a minute. That's not responsible programming.
Actually, it is responsible to let you know that what we do, we're actors and we're entertaining you.
Hmm.
Sorry about that one.
I liked it when Sable acted like she didn't want to be wearing clothes on TV.
Yeah. You know, where has the good classics gone, right?
See, this is why she's going into the Hall of Fame. She's cool. She hangs. We are the Four Horsemen of Radio. You're talking to us right now.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't get the memo. Well, that's good to know. I'm with legends.
Boy, you're the first inductee into the Wise Ass Hall of Fame. That's for sure.
it must be my young vigor that's keeping me. I'm not sure.
It's so hard to try to, you know, get with you. What's your husband do, by the way?
He's a developer.
Yeah? What's he develop?
Houses and land and that sort of fun stuff.
Well, that's already been developed. People already have houses and stuff.
Well, he sometimes undevelops people's houses and redevelops
them. She's pretty funny.
Those really ugly ones, he redevelops those.
How do you meet a guy like that?
Actually, you know what? We met in high school.
Oh, boy. Has he tried to talk you into dating girls, too?
You know, it's come up at times.
Yeah, he should develop that situation.
That's what he said, actually.
Yeah, see? No, what do you think about that Joe Villa guy, by the way?
That guy's a good guy. I tell you, I'll vouch for him, yeah.
Yeah, he is handsome. He's a good guy.
And he's got that nice, you know, voice that's kind of sexy, right?
Yeah, the sexy New York voice.
Mm-hmm. New York, I like it.
Yeah. You know, we were in Atlanta last year, and he took care of us. We went to Miami. He took care of all that stuff. Now that we're in Cincinnati, no offer to go to New York, WrestleMania, nothing.
Nope. No love, really.
That's all right.
We'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, dude, throw one of those kicks in his sack.
I'll do that for you. I'm wearing a sweet pair of heels, and I can do that for you.
Hey, listen, congratulations, and good luck with everything, okay? Stay happy.
I will. And thanks, you guys. It was a fun little morning.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Hey, guys, thanks. just real quick, I want to let you know I hate you all. Now I'm not inviting you to New Orleans for next year.
You know what? I hate New Orleans, so you can have it.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.